I'm breaking my glasses.
All right.
Reviewing that, the last ball game real quick. First half was terrible. We gave some things away there. Look, we're playing an excellent defense. However, in many cases, when you come out of a game like that, it's not particularly what they did, although they did do some good things. It's what you did. And then in the second half, it was reasonably good. We had three drives the whole second half and scored a couple touchdowns and won three and out. I've got to do better there. We've got to take care of the ball. It's just that simple. And Mike has to take care of the ball inside the pocket as well as outside the pocket. It's just that simple. Getting on to the next ball game, we're facing a terrific front. They're outstanding up front on the defensive line. They are very fast. Excellent team speed, both up front at the linebacker level and the third level in the secondary. Very fast and extremely skilled as well. Now we'll open up to questions here.
Marty, the last three games, I think you've had a total of 7 points in the first half. What do you think the slow starts can be attributed to, and how do you get it going?
Well, we started fast a couple of times, first and second drives, not specifically last year, I'm talking all year, and we've gotten down there and turned the ball over, and it's just that simple. I really do, not to say that the game would have turned out any differently at all, but, geez, we scored down there. The game quite possibly flows a little bit differently, I suspect. Haven't been through it many times. So it's just that simple. We've put together some very good drives early in games and just have turned the ball over. It's that simple. Now, look, there's some other things that we got to get better at. And I will tell you, the players understand. They are preparing hard, and they are working hard on the field. And we'll get that corrected.
Marty, it seems as if when you guys have gone no huddle this year, in the last 2 minutes of a half or even starting this last game, you have moved the ball more. Has there been any thought into possibly doing no huddle more throughout the game?
Well, we have been. We've been doing quite a little bit of it. We've been doing a 2 minute tempo as well as some very quick muddle huddle. Last ball, and typically when you do that, you get more plays, and that plays to us and our skill guys and these type of things. Last week, we just didn't get it done. It was really a poor first half. You know, the second series, we go down and fumble on the one. Other than that, we didn't play quite to our standards there. Wasn't even close on some occasions, yeah.
Much of it is what defenses do, playing soft, and can you, if that's the case, and they take away a lot of your big plays, which you're used to, can you become the kind of team that can grind it out, 12-play scoring drive, 14 plays, instead of 4 or 5?
Well, we've done that this year. Yeah. Oh, yeah, geez, we had a 17-play drive, a 15-play drive. I mean, now, we're still taking our shots. I believe we're sixth in big plays. That sounds a little bit better than it is because we've only had one touchdown on the big plays. There's been at least two occasions that come right to the front of my mind where we got dragged down there or just out of bounds, and then we turned the ball over once or twice. I mean, in fact, there's three, once or twice, and then we didn't get it in on another and had to kick a field. So we're just giving points away. But the big plays, we had some opportunities that we haven't taken advantage of, and we've gotten not quite as good as I want, but we've gotten some big plays that are there for us. And then the good thing is that we have had many long drives. Yeah.
I mean, can you become that team that converts eventually on them without something going wrong in 12, 13 plays? That's kind of where I'm at. Like, you know, so it's usually like, the longer you have it, the more of a chance something happens, a tip pass.
Yeah. Well, we did against Baltimore. We had a long drive. I mean, going back, we've had a bunch of long drives. Both of our touchdown scoring drives in the second half were long drives. That's why we only had three series, is because they had some long drives, we had some long drives, all of a sudden the game shortened. Yeah.
A lot of big plays across the middle last year and this year to Brent, Jason, even some shorter stuff that Sean has made. Is there anything that you can do, though, to get that team, those teams, to bring their safeties back in so that you could go way over the top and hit the bigger play that you
picked? Yeah, that's, you know, look, there are some teams that play us, you know, very, very soft. There are some teams that do that. But look, we got Jeremy one-on-one down the field. We've got, you know, we're getting our opportunities. We've just got to take advantage of them. You know, the one to Jeremy, there's a little pressure, and so Mike had, and so we just didn't click on that. You know, we've had some opportunities. We've got to take advantage of them. We've had our share of big plays, not quite as many as I want. You know, we're usually in the top three, four, five. I think we're tied for six right now, but not enough touchdowns off the big plays. And we're typically used to scoring some touchdowns on the big plays as well.
Everyone keeps mentioning the turnovers obviously affected the scoring. You're only averaging only 16 points in the game. Even if you there's four turnovers in the red zone, you gave you touchdowns there, you guys still would only be 19th in the league. So there's obviously something else. There's some other issues in terms of the offense. What are some of the other ones aside from the turnovers?
Well, I think, we've given points away. Also, the turnovers, you know, early, you know, the first couple of games just took series right away from us. You know, they were early turn. So you put all that together. And then, like this ball club, you know, their numbers are skewed on defense. They're a top 10 defense, but they're at the bottom scoring because they've had six returns against them. Well, that defense hasn't given those up. You know, I think there's been four returns on defense, and the other team's defense has scored twice. So their numbers are really low. So, you know, but it's just that simple. We need to score more points. That's my responsibility, and I take it very seriously, as you know. But the biggest problem we've had is those turnovers. Right, and early in the year it was the first couple of games, it was some interceptions and fumbles, and then now we've got that taken care of, at least for the time being. We've got to continue to work hard and prepare to take care of the football in the pass game, and now Mike is just he's just got to take care of the ball in the pocket and outside the pocket.
Ball security issues make you,
who's up here?
Does ball security issues make you adjust how you call the game?
I would hope not. I would hope not. You've got to fight it just a little bit to stay aggressive and have complete confidence, which I do. And so I would hope not there. Yeah.
The two plays I was curious about with that was the fourth and ones when you gave it to McCoy. That would have been a McCoy run regardless whether Vic fumbled earlier in the game.
No, that had nothing to do with it. That was a game plan situation. We had more than two plays that, in that type of situation that, yeah. But you're saying sometimes we throw it in that situation.
No. As opposed to a QB sneak.
I called a QB draw right after he fumbled. You know, and that didn't work. We didn't block it the right way. But no, I would hope not there, because we want to stay aggressive. And on the other hand, you just have to take care of the football.
In your coaching career, have you had a guy who was having trouble like holding on to the ball, and if so, like what were you able to do to kind of get him to change?
Sure, done this a long time. Now, most of it has been a one, two, or three game episode there, and then typically you emphasize it. Excuse me, you drill it. The players are proud, man. They want to take care of the football, and so typically you emphasize it, you get results. Hasn't quite shown up yet. There's very, very few things that are emphasized more than this. It's after each play we have possession of the ball, so we'll continue to emphasize it, continue to drill it, and it's just that simple. Yeah.
But Sean said yesterday that
Stanley Avila is the best fullback he's ever played with. How are you surprised at how good Stanley's been so early in his career?
Well, that's a good question. I don't believe I'm surprised, because when we got the young man, when we acquired Stanley, right off the bat, you could see the natural instincts. And so he's an instinctive player. He can do an awful lot. He's got excellent hands. He can run the football. He's an excellent blocker. So he is an excellent player for us and has done a fine job at the fullback spot, and we'll continue to use him in many different ways.
Is Dallas Reynolds doing anything differently from Jason Kelce in terms of the pre-snap calls? Are you doing anything specifically to help him out a little bit?
Dallas has done a fine job with that part of it. They're totally different players, of course, and with different skill sets, so they have different strengths. So we're trying to play to his strengths just a little bit. He's done a fine job up to date. You know, anytime you have a center change, it's typically tough sledding, and in some cases for several weeks. Well, he's done such a good job that part of it has been pretty good.
What has Demetrius Bell done to merit keeping the left tackle job? Has he been playing well in every game since he's been in there?
He sure has. Demetrius was a typical of a player from the outside coming in. It took him a few weeks to become comfortable with many things, starting with terminology and the way we go about it, and so the assignments and then how you go do your assignment. So it took him a few weeks, and then it usually pops for most of the fellows. And they become pretty comfortable within your system, and that's where he's at now.
You mentioned the defensive line. Does it help when you're game planning against the system? They run similar Y-9 to the Eagles. Does it help going against that in practice, or at least seeing it?
You mean so because we've practiced against it all training camp? Sure, yeah. We've similar. Both defenses are quite different, but in the big picture, they're very similar as far as how they align it, what they expect out of the front and these type of things. So sure, we've certainly practiced against it. It's been quite some time, you know, training camp, but that's a plus, yeah.
What do you find to be the biggest advantage of going no huddle or hurry up? Is it just the way it limits the defense's ability to substitute, or is it some effect that it has on you guys?
Well, there's several things, but the main thing is pressure. You know, constant pressure on your opponent.
Vic, though, it just seems like he seems to function better in that sort of, he has more of a rhythm and more of a pace to his game in that setup.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yep. Yep.